will call the remote hearing of the Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund Appropriations Conference Committee to order. Today is May 21st, 2021. This meeting is held in accordance with Rule 10.01, which was passed and allows for remote hearings. All remote hearings are recorded and live streamed by House Public Information. The clerk will take the attendance by roll.
Representative Hansen is present. Representative Akam?
Present.
Representative Heintzman?
Present.
Senator Westrum? Might still be waiting on. Senator Ingebrigtsen? And Senator Herr?
Present.
Present. Thank you.
So we do not have a quorum. I'm waiting for Senator Westrum. See his name, but must not be logged on. We'll wait just a bit. Members, I've just received a note. It's going to take a couple minutes longer. I would encourage you, the spreadsheets have been posted. If you want to take a moment and look through those while we're waiting for Senator Westrum. Senator Westrum? Senator Herr, how are you?
I'm fine. There's a lot of things going on. But thank you for asking. Thank you. It's very soothing sometimes calling on the other side, you know, just inquiring and wish you well. So how are you?
I'm good. I had a event in South St. Paul this morning, so.
Okay.
I don't have a suit, so I.
Yeah, I you know, my weekend is actually the busiest. You know, I would say that's my politic too, because as a grassroots politic, I go to events and wedding, funerals, graduation. So, today having session on top of that is busy. I just came from a funeral, and in about 3 hours, I'm gonna head to a graduation party.
Oh. And members, we are live. I just thought we could have a chat before we're waiting.
So how many more members do we need to have for them?
One more on the Senate side, so
okay.
Either Senator Ingebrigtsen or Senator Westrum.
Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I just got notice that they should be here within 5 minutes. Mr. Chair, I think you're muted.
Members, I anticipate maybe a 5 minute recess. Just stay very close to your computer while we're waiting to make sure we have a quorum. So I call a recess until 1:15 p.m. I call the Environment LCCMR Conference Committee back to order. Mr. Cracker, if you could take the roll again.
Representative Hansen is present. Representative Akam?
Present.
Representative Heintzman?
Heintzman present.
Senator Westrum?
Present.
Senator Ingebrigtsen?
Present.
And Senator Herr?
Present.
Thank you.
A quorum is present. Senator Westrum, would you move adoption of the spreadsheet?
Mr. Chair, I would move the adoption of the spreadsheet in front of us as set forth by council.
Mr. Hagemeyer, thank you, Senator Westrum. Mr. Hagemeyer, would you please walk through the agreements in the spreadsheet before we take a vote?
Yes, Mr. Chair, if you give me 1 second, I can share it on the screen as well. Has everyone seen the tracking sheet? And I think Mr. Mueller and myself might switch between subdivisions to give ourselves a little break in the reading the projects. Mr. Chair, the first project you'll see, this is off the spreadsheet entitled Environment Natural Resources Trust Fund FY23, host file 3765 Conference Committee Agreement. In the bottom right corner of the pages, you'll see the time and date stamp of 5/21/2022 at 12:21 p.m. The first area you'll see is the Subdivision 3, the foundational natural resource and data information. That would be this area here. You'll see on the left side, these are the subdivision references the House and Senate had. We'll include the conference committee subdivision as soon as we have the report for that. And then you'll see where the House had projects, the Senate had projects, but the end set of columns here, three columns, is the conference committee agreement. Starting on line three, you'll see the improving golden winged warbler conservation and habitat restoration is included for $197,000. Strategic framework to guide local water storage implementation is included for $200,000. Enhancing natural resource conservation through species distribution modeling is included for $200,000. Modernizing Minnesota's digital lake inventory is included for $787,000. How do prescribed fires affect native bees is included for $500,000. Status of Minnesota's blueberry and related berry bushes is included for $191,000. Distribution and movements of fishers in southern Minnesota is included for $340,000. Offal wildlife watching, how do hunters provisions impact scavengers is included for $473,000. Land use and climate impacts of Minnesota's Whitewater River is included for $199,000. Protecting Minnesota's spruce fir forest from tree-killing budworm is included at $189,000. Restoration of eastern hemlock, Minnesota's endangered tree species, is included for $199,000. Establishing a Center for Prion Research and Outreach is included at $3,877,000. Sweetening the crop perennial flax for ecosystem benefits is included at $490,000. Beavers, trees, and climate, increasing floodplain forest resiliency is included at $430,000. And chronic wasting disease prion soil research is included at $732,000. In total for subdivision three for foundational natural resource data and information, the appropriations total $9,004,000. And I'll switch over to Mr. Mueller for water resources.
Mr. Mueller.
Mr. Chairman, for water resources, we have a total of $5,783,000. The first item is scaling market-driven water quality solutions for $476,000. The next one we have is methods to destroy PFAS in landfills for $200,000. The next one is high-temperature anaerobic digestion of sewage sludge for $208,000. Next, we have mitigating cyanobacterial blooms and toxins for $326,000. Next, we have changing winters and game fish in Minnesota lakes, $238,000. Rainy River drivers of Lake of the Woods algae blooms for $608,000. Next, we have water and climate information to enhance community resilience for $564,000. Next, we have catch and reveal, discovering unknown fish contamination threats for $246,000. Next, we have increased intense rain and flooding in Minnesota watersheds for $192,000. After that is tire chemical 6 PPDQ killing Minnesota fish for $437,000. After that, we have mitigation strategies for PFAS and microplastic contamination, $169,000. Innovative technology for PFAS destruction in drinking water, $445,000. Salt threatens Minnesota water quality and fisheries for $1,228,000. And the last one under water resources is PFAS contamination mitigation using hybrid engineered wetlands for $446,000. I go back to Mr. Hagemeyer.
Mr. Chair, the next subdivision would be Subdivision 5, Environmental Education. The first project is Teacher Field School Stewardship Through Nature-Based Education is included at $500,000. Increasing K-12 student learning to develop environmental awareness, appreciation, and interest is included at $1,602,000. Expanding access to wildlife learning bird by bird is included at $276,000. Engaging a diverse public in environmental stewardship is included at $300,000. And Bugs Below Zero, engaging citizens in winter research is included at $189,000. E-STEP Earth Science Teacher Education Project is included at $495,000. Yes, Students Take Action to Complete Eco Projects is included at $199,000. Increasing Diversity in Environmental Careers is included at $500,000. And Diversity and Access to Wildlife-Related Opportunities is included at $199,000. In total, for the subdivision, the appropriations are $4,269,000. And I'll switch back to Mr. Mueller.
Mr. Chairman, the next subdivision is Subdivision 6, Aquatic and Terrestrial Invasive Species. The first one is the Minnesota Invasive Terrestrial Plant and Pest Center, and that is included at $6,230,000. Next is the Purple Loosestrife Biocontrol Citizen Science Program at $174,000. So the total for the subdivision is $6,404,000. Back to Mr. Hagemeyer.
Mr. Chair, Subdivision 7 is Air Quality, Climate Change, and Renewable Energy. The first project included is Green Solar Cells from a Minnesota Natural Resource, and it's included at $673,000. And then Morris Greenhouse Gas Emissions Inventory and Mitigation Strategies for $170,000. The total appropriation for Subdivision 7 is $843,000. And back to Mr. Mueller.
Mr. Chairman, the Subdivision 8 is Methods to Protect and Restore Enhanced Land, Water, and Habitat. The first item on the list for this subdivision is Minnesota Volunteer Rare Plant Conservation Corps, $859,000. Next item is Conservation Corps Veterans Service Corps, $1,339,000. Next, we go down to Creating Seed Sources of early blooming plants for pollinators for $200,000. Next is the Hastings Lake Rebecca Park area for $1 million. Next, we have river habitat restoration and recreation in Melrose for $350,000. Next, we have pollinator plantings and redistribution of soil toxins for $610,000. Next, we have a PFAS fungal wood chip filtering system for $189,000. Next, we have phyto remediation for extracting de-icing salt at $451,000. After that, we have the Mustinka River Fish and Wildlife Habitat Corridor Rehabilitation for $2,692,000. Then the Bohemian Flats Savannah Restoration for $286,000. And the last one on this subdivision is the Watershed and Forest Restoration, what a match, in $3,318,000 for a subdivision total of $11,294,000. Back to Mr. Hagemeyer.
Mr. Chair, the next subdivision was entitled Land Acquisition for Habitat and Recreation. The agreement does not, for this bill, doesn't include any land acquisition in projects, so it's now called Habitat Recreation. The first project you'll see is Mesabi Trail, Walston Road, County Road 26 to Tower is $1,307,000. The Missing Link Gull Lake Trail, Fairview Township is $1,394,000. Environmental Learning Classroom with Trails is $82,000. Local Parks, Trails and Natural Areas Grant Program is $3,560,000. St. Louis River Reconnect is $500,000. Native Prairie Stewardship and Native Prairie Bank Easement Acquisition is $1,353,000. Minnesota State Parks and Trails Maintenance and Development, again, you'll see the acquisition is struck out there, is $1.6 million. And at the end of the spreadsheet, you'll also see there's a transfer from a previous appropriations to increase that amount. The Silver Bay Multimodal Trailhead Project is $1 million. Minnesota State Trails Development is $7,387,000. Brookston Campground Boat Lodge and Outdoor Recreation Facility is $453,000. Silver Lake Trail Connection is $727,000. Floodwood Campground Improvement Project is $816,000. SNA Habitat Restoration Public Engagement is $5 million. Rainier Safe Harbor Transient Dock Phase 2 is $1 million. And that is the last project in that subdivision, and the total is $26,179,000. I'll switch back to Mr. Mueller for Subdivision 10.
Mr. Chairman, Subdivision 10 is titled Other Projects. The first item on this subdivision is aggregate mapping for $500,000. Next, we have a water contamination study of leaded gasoline contamination for $200,000. Next, we have the Living Snow Friends program for $200,000. Next is the forest data inventory for $500,000. Next, we have a Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program State Incentives for $750,000. Then we go down to Groundwater Storage and Recovery Database for $400,000. After that, we have the Rural and Farmstead Ring Levies for $360,000. Then we have the Replacing Failing Septic Systems to Protect Groundwater for $2 million. Then we have the Forever Green program at $763,000. Then we have the Pig's Eye Landfill Task Force for $800,000. And the last item in this area is Developing Markets for Continuous Living Cover Crops for $500,000. So the total for this subdivision is $6,973,000.
Mr. Chair, I'll start on the next one. I believe I saw a typo in there. I think Dan caught it too as I was going through that last subdivision. On line 109, the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, CRP state incentives, I don't believe it should include the word enhancement. It's the Conservation Reserve Program state incentives. I will make that change. On subdivision 11, let me scroll down here. Contract agreement reimbursement is $132,000. And then there's a transfer from a previous appropriation that had been included in both bills. It's now down below, and I'll read that in a second. In total, the appropriations from the bill are $70,881,000, which is right at the constitutional limit. And then you'll see starting on line 134, there's a repurpose of prior appropriations. There's three projects or four projects, sorry, that have funds that would be returning or would be canceling otherwise. And then if we transfer them to a new purpose and extend the dates, they're available for the purpose. You'll see there's an additional $2,183,000 for Minnesota State Parks and Trails maintenance and development that does not include the any acquisition. And that comes from these three cancellations below that. And then you'll see there's $202,000 being added to an emerging issues account. And then on letter C on line 141 is a contract agreement reimbursement, which was included in both bills for the $78,000. That is all I have for the walkthrough of the spreadsheet, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Hagemeyer. Members, are there any questions? Mr. Hagemeyer, so the using the canceled product or canceled programs, that was done last year as well. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, yes, we do that on occasion. There's usually a few projects that we transfer to a different purpose. They technically don't cancel, otherwise they go to the corpus of the fund. But if we catch them before they cancel, we can transfer them to a new purpose and still maintain the constitutional threshold of how much can be appropriated. But yes, it does happen a number of times over the years.
Senator Westrom, would you like to make any comments?
Mr. Chair, at this point, I think we've done a good job of walking through the agreeable projects that we've talked through, worked through, and I think if there's other questions, otherwise I'd think it'd be good to move its adoption of the spreadsheet so staff can continue to work on getting a conference report worked up.
Senator Westrom renews his motion to adopt the spreadsheet. The clerk will take the roll.
Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. Representative Akam?
Aye.
Akam votes aye. Representative Heintzman?
Aye.
Heintzman votes aye. Senator Westrom?
Aye.
Westrom votes aye. Senator Ingebrigtsen?
Aye.
Ingebrigtsen votes aye. Senator Herr?
Aye.
Herr votes aye. Mr. Chair, there are six ayes and no nays.
The motion prevails. Senator Westrom, do you move to direct the nonpartisan staff to work with the reviser to draft a conference committee report for adoption and direct nonpartisan staff to make any technical corrections to conform with the action and the intent of the committee? Senator Westrom?
No, Mr. Chair, that sounds good. I have nothing more to say.
Senator Westrom moves. The clerk will take, unless you want to move it, Senator Westrom.
No, go ahead.
So moved. The clerk will take the roll.
Representative Hansen.
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. Representative Akam.
Aye.
Akam votes aye. Representative Heintzman.
Aye.
Heintzman votes aye. Senator Westrom.
Aye.
Westrom votes aye. Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Aye.
Ingebrigtsen votes aye. And Senator Herr.
Aye.
Herr votes aye. Mr. Chair, there are six ayes.
The motion prevails. I want to make sure I thank all the staff who've been working to prepare this effort. They are going to continue to keep working so we have the document We will go into recess until we have the document, and then we would adopt that conference committee report, and we will give a half an hour notice before the conference committee will reconvene. We are in recess to the call of the chair. I will call the remote hearing of the Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund Appropriations Conference Committee back to order. The clerk will take attendance by roll.
Representative Hansen is present. Representative Akam?
Present.
Representative Heintzman? Representative Heintzman? Senator Westrum?
Westrum present.
Senator Ingebrigtsen?
Ingebrigtsen present.
Senator Herr?
Herr present.
Thank you.
A quorum is present. Senator Westrum, will you move the adoption of House File 3765 Conference Committee Report?
Mr. Chair, I would move the Conference Committee Report.
And are there any questions to the Conference Committee Report? Senator Westrum, I believe you had a question.
Say that again.
Are there any questions for the Conference Committee or statements?
No, Mr. Chair, thank you. And I just, for those watching and the members, I know we had, the Senate had language dealing with the Crane Lake situation. And I know there seems to be some administrative and some logistical issues that they're trying to work through to resolve that situation so they can move forward with progress up in that area. I know you and I have talked about it. I just would like to have it on the record that we've talked about it. We weren't able to come to agreement for resolution in this bill, but I know one of the processes talking to staff, we can work that through the LCCMR. And Mr. Chair, if you're willing to work on that, I know I am and we are from the Senate. And I just like any thoughts or comments you'd have or could make for those concerned about that as we try to work through that and get it resolved for them.
Thank you, Senator Westrum. And it appears to be a very complex land ownership, transactional issue. And we felt in the conference committee that it should be handled in the LCCMR. So I do commit to you that we should bring that up as an agenda item for the commission to work on and provide, so they have full awareness of it and provide recommendations for the legislature in the future.
Very good, Mr. Chair, and we'll work with staff further. It looked to me like it might even be possible that the commission could make some determinations and help resolve it. But however it is, I know we've got capable staff working on it, and we can help get that done. It's good it was brought to our attention to help resolve it, so progress can be made for them up in that area as well. And otherwise, Mr. Chair, I think we've got a good bill ready to move forward, and urge members to support it.
I see a hand up from Senator Ingebrigtsen. Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I just want to commend the two of you along with your staff and the other members for getting this done in a very timely matter. Nevertheless, it's done. It's a good bill. I reviewed it, and I wholeheartedly support it. And again, thank you for the work, the two chairs, as well as the staff, the bank staff we have. Is without them, we wouldn't get it done. So thank you all.
Thank you. Representative Heintzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am looking at lines 38.17 through page 39, so I could say 39.8. And I'll just read a couple of lines starting at the 38.17. The unencumbered amount, this is in transfers numbers, the unencumbered amount estimated to be $925,000, then it goes on. And then in line 38.22, the unencumbered amount estimated to be, then it goes on. And there's a number of others. My question is just, I would like to confirm in the conference committee that these amounts are not needed and truly are unencumbered. Is there anybody that could speak to that, Mr. Chair? Representative Heinzman, we have Ms. Nash, and we have the fiscal staff available, Ms. Nash from the LCCMR. So maybe we go to fiscal staff first, just to, from the legislative perspective, and then the council perspective, council, and then from the council perspective with Ms. Nash. So,
Mr. Chair, I can take the first crack at that, and then Ms. Nash can provide more detail. This is how we deal with some appropriations that we know are not going to be spent by the end of the biennium. These appropriations would otherwise cancel. I believe they provided information to council staff, so Ms. Nash would be able to verify that, but they provided information that they're going to be unable to spend these funds by the end of the year. And this is typically how we deal with these if we try to reuse the money. Otherwise, on June 30th, they would cancel back to the corpus of the fund. This way, we're able to use that money to spend it on a different project. But again, in order to verify that, you might want to just ask Ms. Nash that she's heard from the project managers that they are not going to be spending these funds.
Ms. Nash.
Mr. Chair and members, that is correct. We have confirmed with these project managers in the last couple of days even that they are not using these funds, and we have actually received a final report from two of the projects thus far telling us basically that they're returning the funds.
Representative Heinzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just needed that clarification. That's all I have for now.
And Representative Heinzman, the reason this this transfer in Subdivision 20 with those unencumbered funds, that's applied to the State Parks and Trails division that scored fairly highly in the amount. And when you look on the spreadsheet, it is the State Parks and Trails acquisitions. However, it does not include any acquisitions per the Senate's insistence. It shows 1,600 there. This is the amount from the cancellations is applied to that line item. So it brings it up to the bill amount that was in the House, 3783. So otherwise it looks a little different in terms of being lowered, but all of the projects that scored 70 or higher are included in the conference committee report per the House bill, which was the Hansen Amendment during the LCCMR. They have an 11% cut from the requested amount. So those are all equally reduced from their requested amount, and everything that scored 70 and above, so the cream of the crop, is included in the conference committee report. And maybe Senator Westrum, if you could verify that from the...
That's correct, Mr. Chair. But to the point you made, it was intentionally directed towards maintenance of those areas, with the acquisition being a concern by several members in the legislature, at least in the Senate. And so Representative Heinzman, as we worked it out, there's plenty of projects that need maintenance within the realm of state parks and trails, and so that was part of the agreement. Is there'd be no, wouldn't be new acquisition. It would be for maintenance of existing property.
In addition, the agreement includes that a work plan must be approved per the LCCMR as all projects that are in the conference committee. And there is a direction to the LCCMR beyond the verbal direction that Senator Westrum and I just indicated for coming back to the legislature with capital project recommendations to spend some time on that and make a report. So the LCCMR will be busy the rest of the year, Ms. Nash. We have a lot of work to do if this is adopted. I do want to take a moment, that I want to highlight a project that was leveraging data analytics innovation for watershed district planning. And I will take responsibility for not including that in that. I made a mistake. And I think when a member makes a mistake, they should own up to it. So that is my error, and I regret that did not get included.
I would encourage them to reapply in the new round. And Ms. Nash, if that, could you maybe just say when the RFP closes for the next round?
Mr. Chair and members, it is 4:30 p.m. next week, May 26th.
Thank you. Mr. Stanley or Ms. Taylor, do you want to walk through any language changes more than we've kind of referenced? Anything we've missed?
Mr. Chair and members, I can quickly go through. You've already mentioned the capital projects provision. The other policy provision was the Senate's eminent domain prohibition that has been included. And then there were a few changes to the riders that weren't in either side. I could point those out if the committee wanted me to.
If you could do that and also confirm that the eminent domain language is the same as similar or roughly the same as is in the Outdoor Heritage Council provisions, Ms. Taylor?
Mr. Chair, members, it is the for Outdoor Heritage Fund, they have very similar languages that would prohibit eminent domain unless the property owner requests it. Then the other changes, as was mentioned, land acquisition was removed from the bill. So there were a few riders that needed to be changed. The first would be on page 18. Paragraph A, the Mesabi Trail language on 18.22 was added to say easements to clarify that it would be the acquisition of easements. And then on page 20, paragraph F, there were, originally the State Parks and Trails was designed for acquisition of high priority in holdings. Now it's for maintenance and development at state parks, rec areas, and trails. There's also on paragraph H on the bottom of that page, the SNA habitat restoration and then public engagement. There was language allowing the acquisition of SNAs, and that has been removed. And then on page 26, the Pig's Eye Landfill Task Force, the House had carried this in the Environment and Natural Resources Bill, and there was some differences in language. You'll see that on line 26.17, 18, and 21, a few additional representatives that were in the House bill, South St. Paul, Newport, and Washington County, have been added that weren't included in the Senate provision originally. And then we've already kind of looked at that new transfer language on page 38, so that's there. I'll just point out that on page 36, we went with the House carry forward and extension language. There was one additional carry forward in the House language. And then I think we've covered everything.
Members, any questions for Ms. Taylor?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Westrom.
Ms. Taylor, I just wanted to clarify on the trail, the acquisition that's restricted is any fee title, but easements are allowed if it's just an easement going over privately held land. Is that correct?
Ms. Taylor.
Mr. Chair, members, with the Mesabi Trail, we just clarified that acquisition of easements would be allowed, yes. I don't think the other
I wasn't fully clear on how you had said it, so that's thanks for the clarification.
Any other questions? Members, I think this is a good bill. There are things in there that probably everybody will like. There are some things that some people will not like. There's some things that people probably wish were in there, but it is a compromise. Senator Westrom, the Senate had a very different bill than the House, and we did the best we could. I want to thank him for his work on that. I would ask for your support for the bill. Senator Westrom renews his motion to adopt House File 3765 Conference Committee Report. Senator Westrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and likewise, thanks for helping work this out. Got to be a late night yesterday as we were making good progress, and so that was a good achievement that we accomplished, and I think there's a lot of good projects, not only in certain areas of the state, but I think we've got a very wide assortment across the entire state with dozens and dozens of good projects that those that want to invest in the projects that help the environment in a variety of ways, whether it's trails, whether it's cover crops, whether it's pollinators, you know, we have a wide array. And so, like you said, I agree. If there's things people like better than others, and other people like other things better than others. And so as we came to a agreement, I think getting it finished and passed this legislative session is worth the compromise, worth the effort that we put into it and everybody put into it. And then lastly, thanks to the staff, both the House and the Senate staff that put in even longer hours than you and I, Mr. Chairman, as we tried to finish this bill. And so thanks to them for their good work, and thanks to the LCCMR staff for helping put this together and the support they can offer as we go through the process and get this signed and get it across the finish line.
Thank you, Senator Westrum. I think three very strong proposals that are in here are the Minnesota Invasive Terrestrial Research Center, a significant investment in research there that will be recognized around the country, the establishment of the Prion Research Center, also groundbreaking work that will be recognized around the world, and then a significant investment for encouraging diversity in conservation careers. So the clerk will take the roll.
Representative Hansen.
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. Representative Akam.
Aye.
Akam votes aye. Representative Heintzman.
Heintzman aye.
Heintzman votes aye. Senator Westrum.
Westrum aye.
Westrum votes aye. Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Ingebrigtsen votes aye.
Ingebrigtsen votes aye. Senator Herr.
Herr votes aye.
Herr votes aye. Mr. Chair, there are 6 ayes and 0 nays.
The motion prevails on a unanimous vote. Members, you received an email from the reviser with conference committee report. Please follow the instructions to electronically sign the report as soon as possible so that it can get to the front desk so we can vote on it in the House, send it to the Senate, and get it to the governor for signature. We are adjourned.